All right, Michael Theo, Mr. A+, thank you so much for joining me here on 2SER this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a bit about what life's been like since Love on the Spectrum. How's it changed?
Well, let's just say that I no longer feel invisible. I now have this gigantic global fan base.
Yeah, and does that feel good? Do you like that?
Yeah, I actually do enjoy it because I kind of like the attention because I no longer feel like a nobody.
Yeah, okay. That's good to hear. Now, since you've been on Love on the Spectrum, you've started your own podcast, Mr. A+.
Yes, that's right.
Tell me a bit about it.
Well, it's a way for people to get to know me outside of Love on the Spectrum, explore my interests a bit more, and a way to entertain people and bring love and light into people's lives.
Now, who have some of the guests been that you've had on the show so far?
I've interviewed the two ladies from Life Uncut, Happy Hour, and also Rosie Waterland,
mm-hmm.
Mel Schilling, Shane Jacobson.
Right. Any standouts? Who is your favourite to talk to so far?
I also interviewed my best friend Brianna, my mother as well, and the best guest so far, Chelsea Peretti.
Chelsea Peretti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, one of your favourite shows, if I remember correctly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very exciting. What hopes do you have for the podcast? Where do you see it going?
That more celebrities will be interested in getting on it.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? Why? What do you think having more celebrities on the podcast will do, and what do you hope it'll grow to be?
Because it could help me explore different opportunities for acting, because that's what I'm pursuing. I'm actually pursuing an acting career because I've always wanted to do it ever since I was a kid.
Mm. So the podcast is a bit of a means for you to practice, to meet people, to make connections.
Well, it's one of the reasons, yes.
Yeah,
but not the most important reason.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think you get out of doing the podcast the most?
Well, I do get paid to do it, but I actually enjoy doing it. In fact, I enjoy doing it more than listening to it.
Yeah, right. What do you enjoy about doing it?
The whole process itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing the recording and getting to interact with celebrities, people that I've never met before. And surprisingly, I'm able to maintain my composure when I'm interacting with them.
Mm. Do you think it helps you sort of improve and practice for being a part of being in the media industry and being a personality?
Yes, I would say that. And because it's not a great thing to talk like a fanboy with them.
Mm.
They don't really like that much, I believe.
Does it come naturally to you to not be a fanboy and to sort of just be genuinely interested in the celebrities that you interview?
Yes, of course. Mm. Because I know what they're like on screen, but the real question is, what are they really like off screen?
Mm, I think that's definitely what people want to see and what people want to hear in
exactly.
podcasts. One thing that you talk about on your podcast is the idea of bringing positivity and love and light into this world.
Exactly.
Why has this become a focus for you?
Because my father has explained to me in the past that there's too much animosity in this world and there's a lot of corrupt people and a lot of people who don't have the best interests at heart for people. Politicians don't do us any favors and... also, not to mention the fact that politics and religion are very controversial topics, and massacres, wars, drugs, violence, and weaponry, they're not associated with lightheartedness either.
Yeah, okay. And so what sort of things do you do to try to bring light and positivity to your podcast and into the work that you do?
I just talk about what I'm passionate about.
Okay.
Which is, you know, things like railways, animals, acting, nature, spirituality, family and friendships and food, and also different cultures around the world.
Mm.
And also television shows, films, you know, pop culture.
I'm not sure, but I've not heard a podcast hosted by someone with Asperger's before. And obviously, I think Love on the Spectrum did put spectrum issues to light for many people. Do you think that you hosting this podcast is kind of paving the way for other people with Asperger's and maybe opening doors for them to participate in this kind of public work?
Who knows? It depends on the person, their choice, and hopefully, it'll open people's eyes to different things.
Mm. Where do you see yourself going with your media career? Do you have a sort of a short term and long term goal? Do you have goals for the podcast to start with?
Well, basically keep finding guests and find whoever intrigues me. You know, celebrities for my favorite television shows and films.
Mm.
Because I find I'm really intrigued by them, and I find them to be very fascinating people. They're not gods, but they're still people that are worth looking up to.
Mm. And what you've got a lot of fans, whether it's on social media or elsewhere.
Yeah.
What's the response to your podcast been like over the last, you know, since you started doing it?
It's been highly positive. It's like got like 4.9 stars out of 5 on Apple Podcasts.
Mm. Great reviews. And do you get messages on online and things like that about people?
On Instagram, yes.
Yeah, okay. And what sort of responses do you hear from people? What do they say they like about the podcast?
They keep telling me how much they love the show, how much they love the podcast, and how much they love me and my family and everything about it.
That must be a pretty rewarding thing to get that type of feedback from people you don't know, maybe from other countries and things like that.
Yeah, it's very flattering.
Yeah, great. And then outside of your goals for the podcast, What about professionally? You did mention acting before.
Yes. Film acting, television acting, voice acting, and also commercials.
Okay, so all different types of acting.
Yeah, exactly, because I want to be versatile as a performer.
Michael, is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Yes. I also wanted to mention that my podcast has a strict no COVID talk policy.
Why is that?
Over the past 2 years, people have now become thoroughly fed up with hearing about it every day. Because the news reports about it every day, which I absolutely hate. And even I've developed a hatred of the whole thing as well. I even hate hearing the name or even mentioning the name.
Mm.
And the other thing is, it's recently become a bit of a sensitive subject for me, ever since one of my closest friends had it.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I'm sure there's a lot of people that can understand that. And I think there'd be a lot of people out there who would be happy to listen to a podcast or a radio show or anything that has nothing to do with COVID and take their mind off it for a little while.
Exactly.
I think that's all we have time for this morning. Okay. Michael, thank you so much. Best of luck with the podcast. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for getting me on board.